Near the intersection of Constitution Road and the I-93 on-ramps, Mustafa turned right toward the Navy Yard. "This could get interesting," Birdnir opined. "The fuck's he doing here? Hey, Quinn, what do you think? Is he some kind of history buff doing a night tour of the Freedom Trail?" The BMW's movements were suspicious. There was nothing in the Navy Yard to attract anyone after sunset. There were no clubs, stores, or restaurants, just lots of long, shadowed alleys, old abandoned warehouses, and empty factories. Bernier slid the car over to the right, doused the lights, and watched as the sedan suddenly hooked a hard right. Instead of going into the Navy Yard, it drove under the North End Bridge and into the area surrounding the Metropolitan District Commission locks. This location had a small dam with movable locks controlling access between Boston Harbor and the Charles River. The locks consisted of two chambers with a metal catwalk running along the top, open to foot traffic, which served as a pedestrian way connecting the Cambridge side of the Charles to the area around the TD Garden. Because of the $22 billion big dig, a massive late 20th century rebuilding of Boston's highway, tunnel, and bridge system, the land surrounding the locks on the Cambridge side of the Charles, once used to store construction equipment, was transformed into Paul Revere Park, a tiny oasis of green abutting the river. At this time of night, it was a deserted and ominous landscape. Both Bernier and Quinn looked at one another.
"Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Sarge?"
Quinn's voice was low-pitched and serious.
"Yeah, perfect place to get laid. Or dump a body," Bernier replied, equally serious.
Both men could feel the adrenaline pumping into their systems. They were poised for the chase. When they lost sight of the BMW's red taillights, they quickly parked their patrol car, and Bernier radioed in their location.